Welcome to Optimize Your Retirement, presented by Higher Ground Financial Group. This is the radio show and podcast dedicated to helping you navigate common financial challenges on the path to a successful retirement. Tax attorney Daniel Rasby and his father Raz have a passion for guiding people towards financial freedom by helping individuals understand and reduce the three biggest retirement killers: risk, fees, and taxes. Now, let's begin. Here are your hosts, Daniel and Raz.
Welcome back to RiskFeesTaxes.com. I'm Imran Rasby with my son Daniel Rasby, who's a tax attorney. And we're here to just talk to you and give you some good information. You know, we oftentimes talk about work at home. We oftentimes, we're taking phone calls and talking about clients, talking to clients. And you know what? There's little ears that overhear us sometimes.
Yes.
And Daniel has two little ones. One's only 4 years old, the other 2 years old. And what happened the other day?
Well, my four-year-old daughter asked me the question. And this was when we were driving in the car after some event. And my four-year-old daughter asked me, she said, "Daddy, what is a Roth conversion?" And I was really taken aback. I said, "Where did you hear that word?" She said, "Oh, you were talking on the phone and you said Roth conversion. So what is a Roth conversion?" I said, "Wow, that's a great question." So I said, "Well, you know, everybody has to pay taxes to the government. And, you know, the taxes are money that you have to pay. When you make money, you have to give some of it to the government. And people don't like giving it to the government, but that they have to." And my daughter said, "Yes, Daddy, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do. That's the law." So I guess I taught her well. So in any case, that's what I said. And I said, so even though you have to pay these taxes and nobody really likes paying them, they have a choice if they want to pay taxes now or later. And so imagine this: if you had to eat a bite of food today for dinner, and this was the nastiest, most awful food that you absolutely hate, you don't like this food, but you have to eat one bite, and I say, you can eat this one bite of food now, or tomorrow, you don't have to eat it today, but tomorrow you have to eat 10 bites of this nasty, awful food. Which one would you like? And she said, "Daddy, I'd much rather have the food now. I'm going to eat one bite today so I don't have to eat 10 bites tomorrow of this bad food that tastes bad, right?" And so I said, exactly. And that's why Roth conversions are so important.
Yeah, so you convert it to Roth, you take that nasty bite, pay the taxes, and then never have to pay taxes on that money ever, ever again.
Exactly. And I recently wrote an article, it's in Kiplinger, you can look that up on Google, about Roth conversions and, when is a good time to do them, how do they work, how much to convert. But and I was just kept talking to my daughter. I was explaining to her that if you pay the taxes now on this money, that means you don't have to pay it ever in the future. I said, most people, they're in the habit of, they want to push this tax off. So they pay money into an IRA so they don't have to pay taxes today. But that just makes the problem bigger for the future.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this program, do you think over your lifetime, taxes will probably keep going down or keep going up? What do you think? And I'll let you be the judge of that. But I have never met somebody that expects long-term tax rates to go down. Best case scenario seems to be, especially with the new tax laws in 2025, that you'll have status quo. The taxes remain as they are for a few years.
Yeah, I mean, I was doing the dinner seminar last night, and we had some clients, and this one person that came to the dinner seminar, he said, our taxes are going to go down or up. Right now, whether you like Trump or not, at least he's keeping taxes low. That's it. And right now, that's all I'm worried about is my money. But he's not going to be there forever. What happens when the next person comes in power? Yeah. He can say, are these tax rates going to be permanent? They say permanent, but I've never seen anything government does is permanent.
Exactly. So you should take advantage of today's tax laws. It's better to pay a little bit more tax now than a lot more later. And it really is a lot more later. You might think I'm exaggerating when I'm telling my daughter one bite now or 10 bites later. And, maybe slightly to saturation, but to make a point, but certainly it can save you two or three times the amount of taxes that you pay on the Roth conversions very easily. We routinely see this. Just the paying the tax ahead of time will prevent a cascading effect on taxes in the future. Because not only do you have to pay tax on these IRAs in the future, but those high distributions cause high taxes on Social Security and on Medicare. You pay more for Medicare in retirement because you have too high of an income. Roth doesn't count for that. So if you're listening to this program, you're wondering how to find out. First of all, you know, what does all this Roth even mean? And is it confusing? How much should I even convert? Is right now the right time to convert? Go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com, and schedule a free call with us. We'll beat you on a video call and talk to you about Roth conversions and other strategies, whatever is on your mind. And it really is important. Now, there's no income cap. There's no maximum that you can do for a Roth conversion. If you already have an IRA, you can convert at Roth.
Absolutely. So a lot of people for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years could not put money in a Roth because they made too much money. But they changed the laws recently. In fact, as of December of last year, every 401k, IRA, 403b, TSP, everything has to have a Roth option in there. So meaning when you go to the contributions, that's going to be one line, and to your 401k and go to the contribution section, it'll say traditional or Roth. And you could change your contribution to Roth. And what that means is you'll pay a little more taxes right now, but whatever you're putting in there goes in after taxes and it grows tax-free. Now, whatever your company or government matches, that's still going to be tax deferred. So you'll kind of have two little piles of money in your 401k or TSP. The one pile will be tax-free that you can do whatever you want with and without paying any more taxes. And the other pile will still be taxable, and that you can convert to Roth maybe later. But take advantage of what you have now. In fact, there's a new law also about the catch-up. That's going into effect now, that if you're doing catch-up, that actually has to go into Roth. It cannot go into traditional.
Which some people are complaining about, but I think it's actually a good thing. It forces you to take the hit now and then not have to pay taxes again in the future. Obviously, I prefer no rules around it. You can do whatever you want, but that at least this one is a requirement in the right direction. It'll help you lower your taxes in the future. But that's just for contributions. Now, what about conversions? You've already put a lot of money away in a 401k or TSP or IRA. What are you doing? You know, how can you convert that to Roth? A lot of people ask me, can I leave it in the 401k? Because I don't want to use an advisor. I want to keep it in the 401k or the TSP, especially if the TSP has very low fees. Can I leave it there and convert to Roth? The answer for now is no for most employers. Now, the TSP has talked about adding this capability in the future. It was just like everything the government does, it probably will take a very long time to implement, but it may end up so that the TSP does allow an internal Roth conversion. But for most employer plans, including today, the TSP, you are not able to convert it while it stays there. So you have to move to an IRA first. There's no tax on that transfer. And then once you move it to the IRA, then you got to convert it. Now, one of the things people say is, okay, where should I move it? I never had an advisor. All my money's in my 401k. You're telling me moving to an IRA, aren't I going to pay all those fees? Am I going to have market risk? How does that work? So what should you be thinking about?
So there's several free platforms out there. I mean, lots of free platforms. So 40 years ago, you had to have an advisor. There was no opportunity to do anything yourself. But now you got Fidelity, you got Schwab, you got Vanguard. You can get a free platform and put your stocks on there or bonds, mutual funds, whatever you want. And there's nothing, no fees. So that's one thing. And why would you want to do that? Well, you know, 40 years ago, you didn't have the information or the internet. Now you do. You can get all the information. In fact, there are many articles out there, many proven articles that show that 90% of the advisors will underperform an ETF, exchange traded fund. And so an ETF has a very low fees. And if your ETF is going to do better than 90% of the advisors anyways, why would you want to pay them? Right?
Right.
So there's a lot of opportunities. The whole thing is, it's a scary world out there. It's sort of like somebody says IRS or taxes. Everybody freezes up. They don't know what to do. It's like a deer in a headlight. Same thing with this. Talking about your money, talking about taxes, talking about investments and future. You got to have somebody to talk to. And that's where we come in. We're not there to charge you a whole bunch of fees. In fact, the first meeting is absolutely free. Go to riskfeestaxes.com. Make an appointment. We will help you and guide you. And you don't have to pay us because we want to give you more information. And the reason we do this is that hopefully you will become a client of us, maybe in the future. But it's free to talk to us.
And when you're thinking about this Roth conversion, again, you have to move it from the 401k to an IRA first. And like Raz said, you can go to a free platform like Vanguard or Fidelity and buy your own index funds there. But the problem with that is, well, the good thing is there's no fees if you do it right. But the problem with that is now you still have a lot of market risk. And what happens if you convert $100,000 to Roth and then the market crashes? and now you only have 50,000. First of all, you're really annoyed you only have 50,000. Especially if you're only a few years from retirement, that's not a good situation. But even aside from that, you're now thinking in your head, well, why did I convert at 100,000? Why didn't I wait till it dropped and convert at 50? And that's true. If you have had recent losses in the market, that may be a good time to convert because you're paying tax on a smaller number. But what would be even better than doing that is just not have it lose at all. So most of our clients, when they're doing Roth conversions, they prefer to first move the money to an account that is protected from loss, something they know that cannot lose money. And then from there, they do some conversions each year. So they know they will never be overpaying on taxes. The amount that they have that they've converted, it will never go below that. It could only go up.
So there's a lot of strategy. You could dollar cost back, average back into the market, but you want to protect what you have. Because if you, like Daniel said, if you paid a bunch of taxes, you certainly don't want that to drop. And that's one of the big keys of that freezes up people. People are frozen up. They don't want to do anything because what if I make a mistake? Why don't I wait till the market drops? Then I'll convert. Well, do you really want the market to drop? Is that what you're looking for? No. So get some professional help, professional advice. And we have tax attorneys, we have CPAs, CFPs, all those people that really give you good information and help you make that decision so you're not making a bad decision that really could impact you for the rest of your life.
So it's very important to have prior tax planning that's helpful and has a long-term vision. And that's the difference between working with a tax attorney like me compared to most CPAs and accountants. Most CPAs or accountants, they may be very good at filing your taxes and keeping you out of trouble, making sure you take advantage of the things for this year that you could do, but they're generally short-term thinkers. They're only giving you advice about how to reduce your taxes this year. So usually Roth conversions don't come up. And even when they do, they're usually on a very small scale. They don't look at the long-term picture of how to minimize your taxes over your lifetime and for your kids' lives. So as a tax attorney, when I create a plan for you, I don't really care if it costs you more tax today or not. I care, does it save you money over your lifetime? Because that's the important thing. If you're like my daughter, my four-year-old daughter that said, yes, I'd much rather have the bite now, even if it tastes bad, so that I don't have to eat this awful food tomorrow, that, you know, whatever the...
A lot more of it.
Yes. And that is exactly the mindset you should have around Roth conversions. And that's why you need a long-term plan from a tax attorney. So go to our website, riskfeestaxes.com. Our company is Higher Ground Financial Group. Again, that website is riskfeestaxes.com. You can also check us out on YouTube. Google Higher Ground Financial Group. You'll find us there and in all the podcast platforms. Again, riskfeestaxes.com.
And there are some rules you got to follow. So you got to have somebody you can talk to in the trust, because it's a five-year rule. There's how to convert it, whether it's inside or outside. All those things make a difference. So talk to us. We'll help you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Optimize Your Retirement. To take the next step and receive personalized guidance tailored to your specific financial situation, schedule your free call with Daniel and Raz from Higher Ground Financial Group. Visit riskfeestaxes.com. That's riskfeestaxes.com. Or call 888-263-HGFG. That's 888-263-4434. We look forward to hearing from you.
Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy. Higher Ground Financial Group does not provide securities investment advice. No part of this program should be construed as advice to buy, hold, or sell any security. Any mention of securities is incidental and for educational purposes only. Legal and tax advice provided through Higher Ground Legal Incorporated, pursuant to signed retainer agreement, if applicable.